Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about perfected praise. Perfected praise. Jesus says that praise is perfected out of the mouths of babes and infants. That out of the mouths of babes and infants, we begin to praise God with childlike faith. Praise is perfected, but also we're going to see that strength is established, and we can fight off the enemy through this perfected praise that comes through praising God like a little child. So we're going to get started with prayer. Then we'll dive into this a little bit more. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to go through the other half of prayer, to get still, to examine ourselves, to position our hearts and minds in the light before we get into our time of communion for today. But let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us, help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of his dear Son, into the kingdom of Jesus. But that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. And we got to receive that forgiveness and grace and mercy and love. We got to receive it from God. And then it's got to flow through us. We are often the kink in the hose that's blocking the flow of what God wants to do through us in our lives. We put excess pressure on ourselves. We beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves. We don't forgive ourselves for the ways that we've missed it. So we got to receive that from God. We got to give that same grace and forgiveness and love to ourselves. And then it's got to flow through us out to other people, giving them the same grace and mercy and love. That's how we begin to walk in this light, which means what? We got to release some things. God has released us from darkness. We got to release some things. We got to let some things go that maybe we've done ourselves. We got to release that from ourselves. We also got to do the same for other people as well. So if there's anybody that you don't have peace in a relationship with, how could you take that first step today? Just to connect, and it might require just you humbling yourself. But if you'll humble yourself, God promises that God gives grace to the humble. If you will humble yourself and take steps to reconcile those relationships, you'll always be encountered with grace. if you'll approach it with humility. So it's that forgiveness and grace that brings us into the light. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to make it bigger. We got to make it brighter and brighter on the inside of us so that it's shining out through us. And what we're magnifying is all about what we're thinking about, what we're imagining, what we're visualizing, what we're talking about consistently. What are we rolling over on the inside? What are we focused on? Think about a magnifying glass. We're focused on something inside that glass, and it becomes bigger and bigger as we look at it through that glass. The things that we are meditating on, thinking about, rolling over consistently on the inside, consistently speaking about, those are the things that we're magnifying in our life. And the reality is it can either be light or darkness. We can magnify the light or we can magnify darkness. We can magnify the light through thanksgiving and praise and gratitude, those perfected praise coming out of your mouth like a little child. Excited, energetic, joyful praise like a little child. Gratitude. And what are we focused on? God, the light, love, what's going well in our lives, how far God has brought us already, the things that he's already done for us, all that Jesus has already done for us. Focused on God's love, that his love never fails. He's got steadfast, unfailing love. He's always right on time. That nothing is impossible for him, that he can make all grace abound to us, so having all sufficiency at all times, in all things, we can abound to every good work. Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He forgives all of our sins, heals all of our diseases, redeems our life from the pit, crowns us with steadfast love and mercy, and satisfies our desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. We can begin to focus on and meditate on these things and magnify those on the inside of us. And it's going to grow bigger and bigger on the inside. And one of the things you'll notice is when you're focused on the light, you're in a position of thankfulness, gratitude, and praise. The alternative is the opposite. We can focus on darkness. We can magnify the problem. Talk about it, think about it, roll it over, and it's going to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. You can feel it building in size on the inside of you the more you think about it and meditate on it. And you can simply switch your focus and say, you know what? God is bigger than the problem. I'm going to magnify him as bigger than the problem. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to think about that. I'm going to roll that over and over in my mind. That childlike faith that nothing is impossible for him. And the reality is, we're either magnifying one or the other. There's no in-between. Either we're magnifying the light through consistent praise and gratitude and thanksgiving, or we're magnifying darkness through worry and stress and moaning and groaning and complaining and venting. We're either magnifying one or the other. And whichever one you're magnifying is going to grow bigger and bigger. And it's going to begin to show up as the fruit of your emotions and the fruit of your lips. I've learned one of the greatest indicators of what I'm magnifying in my life. Number one, I can look at my energy levels. I can look at my energy levels because when I'm focused on light, it's energizing. It lifts you up. You can feel that energy building on the inside of you. When you're focused on darkness, it's like a black hole and it sucks the energy out of you. You can feel your energy and your state lowering and lowering as the more you focus on darkness. So some people out there, they're like, I don't get it. I eat well, I exercise, I get my rest, I get my sleep, but I still don't have energy. Why? Maybe it might be because we're focused on darkness. It's light that gives you that energy. So it's going to show up as the fruit of your emotions as well. That peace that surpasses all understanding. When you get that one thing right, you get focused on the light. One of my good friends used to say, you just focus on the light, everything else just fades away. All the problems and issues just begin to fade away. And you'll experience that peace that surpasses all understanding. That joy of the Lord that is your strength. I like to think of peace and joy are some of my greatest indicators of what I'm magnifying and staying focused on the light. Peace is letting me know that I'm single-minded in focusing on the light, not magnifying the problems as bigger than God. Joy is my indicator of living in the present moment, doing what I know to do today. Which leads us to our next question. What do you know to do today? If we're going to make a quick plan for the day with God, just taking a couple minutes here. If you need to pause the recording, you can. What do you know to do today? What do you know needs to get done today? Often we get worried about all the things that are out here, the unknowns, the uncertainties in life, and that's really just wasting time. What do you know to do today? What things do you know to execute? Might be some things building up and stacking up on the inside of you that you are like, you're like, I know I need to get that done. I know I've been meaning to do that. I just haven't gotten to it. I know I need to do that, but I haven't done it yet. Whenever you get those nudges like that, often that's God speaking to you. Taking the time to just execute those things and then executing them, trusting that God's with you and he's there to equip you and empower you to do it in his strength, and start praising him, this perfected praise. Start praising him and thanking him that he can do the impossible through you. When you're about to do something that looks hard or big or overwhelming, just start praising him and thanking him in advance like a little child. He's there, going to be there with you, helping you to execute these things. And as we go throughout your day, it's important to take a few minutes to stay tuned in. Ideally, we should be doing it all throughout the day. But taking a few minutes every day to reflect back. What did I learn today? What did I learn today? Think about kids. They wake up excited for the day. Excited for the day. Energetic about the day. What am I going to do today? What am I going to learn today? What fun am I going to have today and enjoy in your life today and staying tuned into him? Because it's his voice that leads you to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And one of the ways that we establish a stronghold against the enemy we're going to see today, praising God like a little child, staying tuned into him. I believe when you get in this praise mode and you stay focused on the light, it keeps you in the positioning where you're going to hear much more clearly from God. As you begin to hear from him, make sure you stay tuned in to follow his leading, to follow his voice, and record what you hear. Consistently recording and writing down what you hear, I believe, is an important part of our journey with God. So let's talk about this perfected praise. I was actually thinking about, I was watching, we live close to Virginia Tech, the college Virginia Tech, and the Virginia Tech football game was on, and they actually had the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who won the Super Bowl recently, this last year, with Tom Brady as their quarterback. They had their head coach on. He's a former alumni from Virginia Tech. He had him on and were interviewing him during the game. And he was talking about working with Tom Brady, who's, I think, won more Super Bowls. I forget the numbers, but has won more Super Bowls than probably anybody ever in the NFL. And he says, one of the things about Tom Brady is he shows up to practice every day like a little kid. Shows up to practice every day like a little kid, excited for what he can learn, excited for what he can get better at today. And I just started thinking about that. And I started thinking about these verses that come to mind about little children. The little children hold the secrets. That childlike faith. You want to become great in the kingdom, you must humble yourself and have that childlike faith like a little child. Let's take a look at these verses. Matthew 21:16. Jesus has just been clearing out the temple, and all the children start praising him, saying, Hosanna. And Jesus says to them, yes, have you never read? Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. What is perfect praise? Praise that is like a little child. Out of the mouths of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. That's the New King James Version. He's quoting Psalms 8:2. Jesus is. He's quoting Psalms 8:2. Notice he says, have you never read? Now, Psalms 8:2 reads a little bit differently. Psalms 8:2 says, through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies. to silence the foe and the avenger. So we see praising God with childlike faith perfects praise. It perfects our praise. But what does it also do? It establishes a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. It establishes a strong, what does it mean to be established? It means to be fixed, to be secure. Some of the definitions of this word established in Hebrew on here. This word established in Hebrew often have implications of laying a foundation. That you are getting a solid foundation of a stronghold against your enemies. It's fixed, it's secure, it's immovable. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. So we're going to take communion over this today. This is going to be a time to receive from God. As we praise him with childlike faith, our part in this, we have this new covenant with God. A covenant is a partnership. Our part in this is to praise him with excitement and joy and childlike faith. He's going to help to establish it as perfected praise that is a stronghold against our enemies, that silences the foe and the avenger. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these amazing promises. We just thank you for your love, your steadfast love for us, and your greatness, that nothing is impossible for you, that you're able to help us get this established in our life, to establish this stronghold against our enemies. Father, we're asking for your help. Help us to perfect this praise. Help us to perfect this praise, to praise you like little children, because you are truly great. So we're asking for your help with that, Father. And Father, we just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it, receive it. Receive that he makes you right with God. He makes you holy and perfect, and you can approach him with freedom and confidence. Receive that he can help you establish the stronghold against your enemies. He can help you to praise him like a little child. That energy, that excitement. We talked about when you're in the light, it's energizing. One of the greatest steps I believe we can take to get this praise of little children established in our lives, get positioned in the light. Magnify that light. It's energizing. That energy is going to flow through you and help you to praise him like a little child. And have fun. Kids have fun. Kids have fun. Just going about your day, enjoying, excited for the day, praising God throughout the day. Keeping you focused on the light, and it builds this stronghold against your enemies. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. And all Jesus went through, that he was willing to go through for us. So you were willing to send your one and only Son to die for us. And if you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things, richly to enjoy? Go about your day with joy today. Father, thank you for this bread. We just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. That we can have this covenant relationship with God. all that received him have become children of God. Have this new covenant relationship with God. Think about that, where he's with you, he's for you, he'll never leave you or forsake you. He's working continually for your good. And we can know him more and more in our lives. I believe as you begin to praise him like little children, you're going to know him more and more. As you see all he wants to do in your life, you're going to know his heart for you more and more. And Jesus said in John 17:3, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Just this opportunity to know God and to grow in that for an eternity, to be excited for each day that we can grow in that, we can know him more and more today. That's an exciting thing. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. I'm just picturing my youngest child right now. She's 4 years old. I don't know how often she jumps, she runs, she gets excited, she starts jumping up and down, having fun, enjoying the day. Start praising God like a little child today. One thing to do, start praising him and thanking him like a little child all throughout the day today. Then do it again the next day and keep repeating that over and over. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.